ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
My last Mighty Challenge with you. Let's see how we get on with it. We've got five categories, and we've got five questions per category. Tonight's categories are movies that are turning 20. We're just working our way through the decades. Movies celebrating their 20th anniversary in 2026. We've got cameras and photography, fictional public transport, swallows and Amazons, and a category that is called Another Bloody Category. Can't get in trouble for that. It's the name of the category. Dave in Falconbridge, welcome to Nightlife. Thank you for being the first caller in.
Hey, Nick, I had to ring you on you last night. You're doing a great job.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I'm really glad you got a chance to call in. Where would you like to start, mate?
That bloody category sounds good, but I might go for cameras.
Let's go. It's cameras and photography. Taken on the 5th of March, 1960, the famous photograph Guerrero Heroico depicts which person?
1960.
5th of March, 1960. A very famous photograph. I think most people will have seen it. Its name is actually Guerrero Heroico, and it depicts which person?
Che Guevara
is the correct answer on that, Dave. You're off to a cracking start. Thank you very much for that. You want to stay in this category or do you want to move on?
Yeah, I'll keep going with it.
Oh. The first photo shared on Instagram was of which animal?
I'll just go cat, because I wouldn't have a clue.
No, I wouldn't have had a clue on this one either. And very sadly, Dave, thank you for calling, but cat is not the answer we were looking for. 1-300-800-222. We have taken our first step. We are one question down. Anne in Randwick, welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, hi.
How are you this evening?
Thanks for being one of our quiz masters.
It's been a lot of fun and a real pleasure, so thank you.
And I just want to tell you quickly that Virginia Bell, who the Prime Minister just announced as the Commissioner for the Royal Commission, used to do Late Night Live before Philip Adams.
Now, this I did not know. I knew about her work with Redfern Legal Centre back in the 70s. I didn't know about her ABC radio career.
Yeah, she did Late Night Live before Philip.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Anyway, I don't know, but I'm going to get to Panda.
You get a panda, not a panda, Anne, but I'm really glad you called it. Not a panda, Anne? Not a panda, Anne. 1-300-800-222. Nick in Williamstown. Nick, how's your evening going?
Going well, thanks, Nick. How's yours going?
Very well, thank you. We're doing the Mighty Challenge and I enjoy it. The question is, the first photo shared on Instagram was of which animal? Not a cat, not a panda.
Got no idea. I'm going to guess a squirrel.
Not a squirrel either, Nick, unfortunately, but thank you. Is anyone getting this right on the text line? Adrian, no. Diana, no. Marie, well done. If you gave a call, you could be winning on this one potentially. Who else is getting it right? Brad. Brad, yes, absolutely correct as well. We'll go to Karen. Karen in Altona, how are you? Karen, are you with me? No, Karen, by the sounds of it. That's disappointing. Jason, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Dick.
Hey, Jason, how's your evening?
Yeah, not bad. What about yours?
Oh, well, it's always fun when I get to do this. I'm enjoying it.
You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're only on the second question. We're in the category of cameras and photography, and the question is, the first photo shared on Instagram was of which animal?
We're having a bit of trouble with this one, aren't we? I'm probably going to bomb out too. If I do, it's been nice talking to you. I'll say dog.
Dog is the correct answer.
Oh.
Jason, okay. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. We've had gorilla on the text line. We've had elephant, squirrel, grizzly bear. We were just after the humble dog. That's all we needed. Grant, Anna, and Erin are all getting that right as well. So thank you. 1-300-800-222. Keep those calls coming in. We've got a few texts, a few lines open. But Jason, you can stay in cameras and photography. I can move you to the categories and I can let you hear them again if you need.
No, it's all right. If I bomb out now, I'm all right because I've got one right. I might go to that one that just another bloody category.
Yes, it is literally.
I might try that. I don't know. I've got no idea what the question
no,
is.
No, it is one of those ones that's been so named that you're not going to know what the questions are going to be like either. I kind of enjoy these categories, to be honest. They're fun. Keep you on your toes. The category of another bloody category. The first question. In 1971, what American band had a worldwide hit with Spinning Wheel?
Spinning Wheel.
Spinning Wheel was their hit. What was the band that had it?
Ooh, 1971. I'm just going to have a guess. I'll say Deep Purple.
Not Deep Purple, but
okay, thanks, Nick.
You got us through, mate. Thank you. Jason in Morwell with a fond farewell. I think we have Karen back on the line. Karen, are you with me now? Karen, what's happening?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hello, Karen.
I'm not falling asleep. I've dropped my phone before.
No. Are you awake? Are you with me? You know what's happening?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, good. The question, and we're in a category called Another Bloody Category. 1971, what American band had a worldwide hit with Spinning Wheel? We know not Deep Purple.
I think it has something to do with blood. I'm just trying to think. I'm not going to have blood in it. It's an American band.
American band from 1971.
Okay. I'll say Creedence.
Not Creedence, but we're getting some good band names coming through. You're actually making me think of a good playlist, to be honest. Diana. Yes, you are absolutely correct on the text line. Thank you very much on that one. 1-300-800-222. George in Fremantle. I'm glad we're getting a chance before I say farewell to everyone.
Yeah, well, I'd like to say farewell to you and good luck with your next adventures.
Well, thank you very much.
You've done a good job on this exercise.
I've had a huge amount of fun doing this. I'm taking a week of holidays and then I'll be back on my regular gig on the morning show in regional Victoria. So one more week and then I'm back to my normal day job. The category...
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, sorry, go on.
The category, George, is another bloody category. And the question is, in 1971, what American band had a worldwide hit with the song Spinning Wheel?
I believe there's usually a clue in the question, isn't there? So how about Blood, Sweat and Tears?
Someone is waiting just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning true. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.
Blood, Sweat and Tears, almost getting us ready for a bit of funk music in the final hour as well. George, well done. One question down for you. Where would you like to go?
I'll stay with that thing.
We'll stay in another bloody category. Which AFL player and commentator was nicknamed Captain Blood?
Dyer, D-Y-E-R, hang on, I've got to think about this, not Jack Dyer.
Trust your gut on it is all I'm going to say, George.
Okay, I'll say Jack Dyer.
Jack Dyer is absolutely correct. I'll get in so much trouble if you say it, and then I let it pass because you didn't end up. No, Jack Dyer, thank you very much for that.
Well, Jack was the first thing that came into my mind, but it sounded too...
Very simple.
No, Jack Dyer was exactly what we're looking for. George, staying in the category, moving on. Do you want to hear them again?
Look, one more. How about one more?
All right, one more in here. Which alcoholic spirit forms the basis of a Bloody Mary?
Vodka.
Vodka is the correct answer. Bloody Mary, one of the...
Vodka and tomato juice.
Yeah, a few cocktails that's socially acceptable to have at breakfast. There you go. There's not too many of them, so...
You could say it's a healthy cocktail.
We've got two more in this category, or we can move you around.
Look, let's be dangerous and go for it.
All right. Which Scottish rock band released an album called Blood in 2009?
Scottish rock band.
Mm.
I don't know many Scottish-backed rock bands. Scottish rock band. Well, it's obviously got... What was it? The Blood. Just the name Blood. Okay, look.
What are you thinking, George? I'll push you for an answer.
Oh, look, yeah, sorry, mate.
No, you're right.
I know there's a relatively famous Scottish band, but I can't think of them. I'll have to give it a miss. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for your patience. And good luck with whatever you do next.
Thank you. And thank you for being a good sport when we play. I really appreciate it. Katrina, no, but that is a fantastic band, a genuinely fantastic band. We'll go over to Tom. Tom, how's your evening?
Oh, pretty quiet.
Pretty quiet? What have you been up to?
I've only been listening to the cricket.
Yeah.
And during the day too.
There's been a lot of cricket happening at the moment. You are in a category called another bloody category, and the question that we are up to is which Scottish rock band released an album called Blood in 2009?
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Don't be sorry. I'm still glad we got to have a chat. Thank you very much for that. Who's getting it right on the text line? Grant is getting it right on the text line. Winnie is getting it right on the text line. I got to admit, I'd actually forgotten about this album. So you're doing a little bit better than me, I think, to be perfectly honest. 1-300-800-222. A couple of lines are open. Please come in on this one. 1-300-800-222. We're only five questions down. Steve, how's your evening?
Good, thank you, Nick.
Good. How are you feeling about this question? Do you need it again?
I need a different question.
I can't give you a different question.
I know the rules, mate. thank you for your stewardship of the quiz.
Well, thank you, and everyone else have been quite generous with their time and their patience. It's been lovely.
And we trained you up pretty quick. You did well.
Yes, the shock collar got me in the right angle at no time at all. Would you like? Are you going to have a go at this question, Steve?
It happens to you all. So, look, I'm Scottish band. My brain goes Simple Minds.
Not Simple Minds, but also
it's not Simple Minds. And I go, and the next one, and my brain just goes Simple Minds, just stopped at Simple Minds, as far as the Scottish band goes.
I mean, if you only think of one Scottish band, Simple Minds is not a bad one. Steve, thank you very much. 1-300-800-222. Marie, if you've had fire alerts cut in, it's possible that you have missed some questions. So the way the emergency broadcasting will work is it'll go out on the frequencies where people need that information. So you may have, and I apologise for that. Gavin. Absolutely correct. A few people getting this right. Louise in Box Hill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you feeling about this question? Do you need it again?
The only Scottish band I can think of are the Proclaimers.
We're getting a good playlist of Scottish bands, but not the answers that we're looking for. Louise, thank you. Michael in Coolangatta, good evening.
How you doing?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. The question, just to run through it all again, because I think some people might be getting a little bit of information regarding the fires in their area, but we're in a category called...
There are some bad fires around this, for sure.
Mate, it's really bad around here, to be honest, so I'm very happy some information's getting out. The category is...
I got burnt out about 4 years ago down just inside from Bedell. We had a farm there.
Or 21, 22. That would have been an awful time.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, mate. The category is another bloody category. And the question is, which Scottish rock band released an album called Blood in 2009?
Yeah, it's they've got a great drummer. It's Franz Ferdinand.
It is absolutely Franz Ferdinand is the answer we were looking for. Slotty and Bundy, well done, mate. Not Bay City Rollers, although a lot of people were guessing that one as well. And thank you very much. Do you want to stay in this category, mate, or do you want to move on?
What are the other categories?
We have Swallows and Amazons, movies that are turning 20, cameras and photography, and fictional public transport.
What an interesting cat. Fictional public transport.
Fictional public transport. Is that where you want to go, or are you just marveling over the idea?
No, that's where I'm going. I like the sound of it, yes.
Set in India, which 2007 Wes Anderson movie stars Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody, and Jason Schwartzman?
No idea. I'm terribly sorry.
Don't be sorry at all. Michael, thank you for calling in. I'm liking that I'm getting to chat to a few different people tonight. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. On the text line, some very kind words. Thank you very much. Who are we going to now? Joanna in Newcastle. Welcome to Nightlife.
Oh, hello. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. That is the sound of someone who wanted a different question.
Yes.
Do you need the question again?
Yeah.
You're in the category of fictional public transport, and it is question number one in this category. Set in India, which 2007 Wes Anderson movie stars Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody, and Jason Schwartzman?
Fictional public transport. Oh. Oh. I have no idea. The name of the movie. No, I have no idea.
That's okay.
Anyway, thanks, Nick.
Bowing out gracefully. Very, very, very impressive. Jonah, thank you. Yes, Rom, absolutely. Tess in South Australia, you're getting it correct as well. David in Mount Cooler, good evening.
Yeah, good day, Nick.
Can I give you the question again, or are you on top of it?
I think the train was called the Darjeeling Express, but I'm not sure if that was the name of the movie. I think the movie might have been, was it Darjeeling Limited?
The Darjeeling Limited is the answer we were looking for, the 2007 Wes Anderson movie. He's a very unusual film director.
Yes, strange movies, yeah.
I kind of liked them, though. I haven't caught up on all of them, but I really enjoyed The Life Aquatic when that came out. I thought that was very clever and very fun. We're in the category of fictional public transport, but we've still got 5 categories open. I can bounce you around anywhere you want to be, David.
Oh, no, we'll just stay in that category.
Yeah. The Battle Bus appears at the start of which popular online shooting and survival game?
Well, I've got some kids who play Fortnite, and they're on some sort of thing before they start shooting people, so I'll say Fortnite.
David, well done. Fortnite is the answer that we were looking for. Is it still popular in your house, a lot of kids playing it?
They've sort of branched out to other things, but I think they do go back to it.
It was massive for a few years there, and maybe not as big as it was, but like games like that and Minecraft just seem perennially popular. There'll be new generations picking it up every single time. Are we staying in fictional public transport?
Yeah, we'll stay there.
What number appears on Thomas the Tank Engine's livery?
Oh, now, that's another one that I've watched with the kids.
I was about to say, if you've got kids who are Fortnite age, you've definitely watched a bit of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, I know. I know he's blue. I'm thinking one. Thomas, I'm going to say one.
Thomas the Tank Engine does indeed have the number one. Congratulations. You are 3-4-3. Staying in this category?
Yeah, I'll stay in there.
The 33 downtown via freeway bus is the main setting of which 1994 action movie?
I've watched Speed a few times, and I think that's the one in Speed. So, yeah, I'll just go with Speed.
Speed is the answer. Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock. I know there was a sequel, but I never got around to watching it. But Speed was fun when it came out.
Yeah, I don't think the sequel was, quite as good.
No, wasn't it set on a boat or something?
Yeah, it was. And I think I saw a little bit of it and I thought, yeah, it's not quite up to speed.
So oh, very well done, David. I see what you did there. People playing along, no one's got this one right yet. No one got that one right. We're on to the next one. Are we just ending this category?
Yeah, might as well end it, yeah.
All right. Now, I've been happy lately thinking about the good things to come. They are the opening lyrics of which Cat Stevens song?
Now, I've been happy lately thinking about the things to come. Peace Train, Peace Train.
Peace Train sounding louder. Ride on the Peace Train.
David, that is the end of the fictional public transport category with the correct answer of Peace Train. You are 5 questions down. We've done 10 overall. I have to move you on. You can go into movies turning 20. You can go to cameras and photography. We have 1 question remaining in another bloody category, and no one has touched Swallows and Amazons.
Okay, I'll go to the blood category.
Which model asked, so where the bloody hell are you, at the end of Tourism Australia's 2006 campaign?
Was that Lara Bingle, who's now Worthington? Where the bloody hell are you, Lara Bingle? Yeah, I'll say Lara Bingle.
It was absolutely Lara Bingle in an ad that was kind of controversial at the time, but has gone on to be fairly well beloved. And I believe, unless I'm getting myself confused, created by Scott Morrison back in his ad days.
Well, okay. Well, that's news to me.
I think, mate, if someone can correct me if I'm wrong on that, 0467 922 702. David in Mount Cooler has just got 6 questions in a row and has just put 2 categories to bed. So I have to move you on again to either cameras and photography, movies that are turning 20, or Swallows and Amazons.
Not sure if I was watching movies 20 years ago, but yeah, I'll just go with the movies.
Which swashbuckling sequel was the highest grossing movie of 2006?
Okay. So if I say Pirates of the Caribbean, you'd want a little bit more, I suppose.
I will.
I'm just not sure if it's Curse of the Black Pearl or Land's End or whatever the other ones were. I stopped watching them after a couple. Curse of the Black Pearl at Land's End. I'll go with the Land's End one.
Sadly, David, your reign has ended, but thank you very much for getting us through so much of that. It is not Pirates of the Caribbean, The Land's End. David, doing incredibly well. We are 11 questions down now, and in the category, because we've been all this week bouncing through movies as they get increasingly younger, we're now up to movies that are turning 20 in 2026. Bill on Kangaroo Island has been on hold for a while. Bill, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. Good.
You've inherited a question, unfortunately, and that question is, which swashbuckling sequel was the highest grossing movie of 2006?
I don't know if it's the sequel or whether it's the original, but Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Not Dead Men Tell No Tales, Bill, but thank you. Is anyone getting this right on the text line? No, no, no. Yes, Adrian, well done. Marie, you're getting it correct as well. Maria, no. Alan's in Coffs Harbour. Alan, how are you this evening?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you a bit of a movie buff? Do you feel good about this category in question?
I'm a bit nervous about this, actually.
So, which swashbuckling sequel was the highest grossing movie of 2006?
I have Johnny Depp in mind, because everyone's probably included him in their comments. Swashbuckling, I can't really add to anyone else's comments, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry at all. You're going to bow out, are you?
You must have to pass it on. Thank you.
No, thank you. Well done. Alan in Queensland, as opposed to Alan in Coffs Harbour, getting it right on the text line as well. Let's see what Andrew in Otford can do for us. Welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you kindly. Question again, or you're across it?
Look, I'm just going to have to guess and say the Black Pearl.
Not the Black Pearl. I think we're going to run out of Pirates of the Caribbean movies soon. I think, you know, I don't think I'm giving anything away that it is a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. We just need the correct sequel. Helen, yes, you are absolutely correct. Jenny, you are not, unfortunately. And Marie, you are absolutely correct as well. Robin Nelson, how's your night?
Yeah, not too bad, Nick. Not too bad. Look, mate, look, I should know this movie because I brought up Big Kids Alone, but I'm embarrassed to say I don't know the answer. But I really rang in to say that I've really enjoyed the nights and I really wanted to ring. It's the first time I've rang in ever in decades. Oh. I've been listening.
Mate,
sorry, mate. Talking over the
top. No, keep talking. Keep talking. I'll shut up.
Oh, no, look, I'm a lonely old bloke in the bush, aren't I? After bringing two kids up and grown now. And so, yeah, don't shut up. I'll chew your ear off if you let me go. So.
Mate, I appreciate you calling in. And I just say, like, you know, a few people have said it's calling in for the first time. I love that. So thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And, you know, don't be a stranger when Phil's back either. You know, he's the chief of Nightlife and ace at his game. So make sure you're calling in for him as well. Logan in Horsham. Logan, how are you?
How are you, Nick, buddy?
Mate, you having a good night?
Yeah, it's very dry. It's been a lot of lightning here, so it's been all over the place.
Yeah, we had the storm come through in Shepparton just around 7 o'clock. Bit of rumble, bit of rain, yeah, not much lightning, but yeah.
It's very concerning what's going to happen, but I got the question for your answer.
Yeah, well, I need the answer to my question, but you can do it the other way around if you want. What do you got for me?
Sorry. Dead Man's Chest, Pirate of the Caribbean.
Thank you. Dead Man's Chest is the one. There were so many Pirates of the Caribbean movie, I don't blame anyone for not remembering which one was in 2006. Staying in this category or moving on, mate?
What other categories have we got?
We've got cameras and photography, and we've got swallows and Amazons.
Yeah, I'll just go with cameras and photography.
What does SLR stand for in photography?
No, I'm not too sure about that one. I left the bell out.
That's okay, mate. Look after yourself, especially with the heat we've got over the next day as well. I think it's going to be a rough one tomorrow, so please be careful out there. That's Logan in Horsham. Couple of lines free if you feel like you might know a bit about photography. Now is the time to call 1-300-800-222 on that text line. Happy to keep watching an eye for it. 0467 922 702. Sam in WA. Sam, welcome back to Nightlife.
Hi, Nick, how are you?
I'm good, mate. You been well?
Yeah, not so bad. Can't complain.
We're in a category of cameras and photography, and the question is, what does SLR stand for in photography?
SLR, is it?
SLR.
Self-loading remote?
not self-loading remote. But, mate, thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun to be able to chat to you over the last few weeks. And the same goes for Pearl in Darwin. Pearl, glad we're getting to chat on my last night.
Hello, Nick. Can I just say, in the words of the last song that you played before the news at midnight, you were amazing. You did amazing things with nightlife. The Mighty Challenge. Phil would be proud of you.
Oh, look, you know, all I'm doing is making sure that his seat is warm. But
you've done a good job.
Everyone has been incredibly welcoming and incredibly lovely, and it's genuinely meant a lot to me. I'm not going to get teary, though, Pearl. I'm not.
No, don't get teary. who knows? You might be back again when Phil goes on holiday.
Who knows, indeed. Cameras and photography. What does SLR stand for? Do you know?
I think it's single lens reflex.
Single lens reflex is absolutely correct. Thank you very much. Who was getting that right? Sam on the text line. Chris is getting it right. Kathy's getting it right. Mary, well done. Pearl, thank you. Categories are still open. Are movies turning 20? Couple of questions left in cameras and photography. Mm-hmm. And no one has touched Swallows and Amazons yet.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's just go there and bow out.
Well done. I like it when someone's brave enough to break new ground on an odd category. All right, Pearl. A swallow tattoo is associated with which branch of the armed forces?
Oh, I don't know, but I shall guess the Air Force.
Not the Air Force, but Pearl, can I say I've had so much fun the few times we've got to chat, so thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for everything you've done in the last month.
Pearl, you've been lovely. 1-300-800-222. We're in the very unusual category of Swallows and Amazons. Graham in Perth, how are you, mate?
I'm very well. Thank you, Nick. Yourself, you sound like you're on fire.
Look, it's in terms of the actual bushfires around me, I'm a bit of a distance away, but there's a lot of concern. And I will just say again, if you are in any parts of regional Victoria that are impacted by bushfires, you should be getting the ABC emergency broadcast team cutting in with information as it comes to hand. It's been a very changeable situation. You can go to the emergency broadcasting website, just give a little search for that, and that'll be the information when you need it, the most up-to-date information to hand. Graham, thank you for reminding me to say that. You're in the category of swallows and Amazons, and the question is, a swallow tattoo is associated with which branch of the armed forces?
Hopefully that is the Navy.
The Navy is exactly what we were looking for. I did not know that. That was genuine news to me when I got the questions.
Likewise.
Yeah, well done on you. Graham, staying in this category, you can move back to cameras and photography or movies that are turning 20.
Could I go back to cameras, please?
You can. What was the first James Bond film to feature underwater photography?
Thunderball.
Thunderball is the right answer. How did you, are you a James Bond fan or are you a photography fan?
A little of each, but I'm nearly 72, so I've been around a while.
Yeah, well done on that one. I actually do not. Thunderball's one of the Bond films I don't remember the plot of.
I remember the girl because I was so young and I was enamoured by her beauty.
That's what the James Bonds were doing for us back in the day. I'm guessing you want to stay in cameras and photography?
Yes, please.
In which decade was the first digital camera invented?
That would be the 1990s?
Not the 1990s. Graham, thank you. Appreciate you calling in. It is not the 1990s. Ian, in Dover. Ian, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Nick. You've been doing good.
Oh, good. I will take good. I've been really appreciating people being very kind with their words. The question is in cameras and photography, and it is, in which decade was the first digital camera invented?
It's probably going to be something really odd like the 40s, but I'm going to say the 1970s.
You are absolutely correct, Ian. It was 1975.
Beauty, I've got one right.
You have got one right. In fact, we only have 8 questions remaining, and they're only in 2 categories. So I need to move you to either movies that are turning 20 or swallows and Amazons.
Swallows and Amazons, please, Nick.
In which country is the source of the Amazon?
The Amazon. It goes through Brazil, but it might start in Colombia.
It is not Colombia. But, Ian, thank you. It's one of the many joys of this job is getting to chat to people all around who are quite entertaining, and you have been one of them. 1-300-800-222. Jason in Pemberton. Jason, how's your night?
Oh, getting there.
Getting there. Has it been a long day?
Oh, I knew Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, well, unfortunately, you know, the vagaries of the Mighty Challenge is...
I know. Where are I now?
You're in Swallows and Amazons, and the question is, in which country is the source of the Amazon?
Source of the Amazon. Oh. I had to be stuck in this thing, didn't I?
I can let you know the question the answer we got earlier was Colombia, and that was not correct.
How about Brazil?
Brazil, unfortunately, no, mate, but thank you. Who's getting it right on the text line? Alan, yes, you are correct. Alan? No, a different Alan? Very few people. A lot of Diana, my apologies, and Maurice and Adrian. There you are. We'll have a chat to Manuela and see where we get to. How are you this evening, Manuela?
Oh, good, thank you. This is my first time ever being up this late, so thank you for being the literal song of Joshua Catterson, the All Night Love Radio.
Well, thank you.
Do you remember that song?
I do. I genuinely do. But thank you for calling in. There's no point in me being up if you're not willing to pick up the phone and have a chat to me, so I really love it. The question is, in the category of swallows and Amazons, in which country is the source of the Amazon?
Well, I remember this because I just watched Joanna Lumley, and she did a whole long thing. If I remembered correctly, the source dribbles out from, oh God, I hope it's right, Peru.
Peru is absolutely correct. Peru is the source of the Amazon. Thank you, Joanna Lumley. Is there anything she can't do?
Oh, she's so good. I loved her in Forgotten Toys when I was a little kid, and I was like, oh my gosh.
She's just so clever, and I like the fact she's gone on to do so many good little fun documentaries. There's only 2 categories remaining. They are movies turning 20 or swallows and Amazons. Where can I take you?
You pick.
No.
Oh, that
no.
Doesn't how it works. I love radio.
Oh, I'll get in so much trouble.
Okay,
no, sure, absolutely not.
Sure. Okay, we'll keep with the swallow bird.
Swallows and Amazons. In which 1975 film would you hear the question, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Jesus. No, Jesus is not the answer.
I know.
You know, the only old film that I really know of is what my parents used to watch all the time, which was Monty Python. Is that how it's Monty Python and the Holy Grail? Is that, that's all I know of the old weird stupid stuff. So I'm just going to say that.
That's the right answer.
Yes.
That is absolutely the correct answer.
I just remember something about those stupid hoos and coconuts, and yes. I was like, you know what? That's 75.
Well done. Thank you very much for that. We can stay in Swallows and Amazons. I can take you to movies celebrating their 20th anniversary in 2026.
I like swallows. They're like my little saving grace. We all need a bit of a swallow in our lives.
So we always need a little saving grace. So we have got 6 questions remaining, and this question is... Mm-hmm. In which year did Amazon make its first sale?
You mean the...
The Amazon, the giant the online store, Amazon.
I remember Yahoo made Yahoo was technically older than Google, and I remember them being on about that in the 1990s. So if it's 2000s, I'm going to go halfway.
What are you going to
and
say?
Say 1995, if that's halfway between 1990 and 2000.
1995 is the right answer, Manuela. They sold a book. They sold a book called Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies, Computer Models in the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought, which was clearly an absolute bestseller. Well done. You are 2 for 2, and there is one question left in Swallows and Amazons. Would you like it?
Yeah, come on. Let's get the last saving grace.
Who wrote the classic children's book, Swallows and Amazons?
Is that a kid? So did you say that's a kid's book?
A classic children's book is called Swallows and Amazons. Who wrote it?
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one. I'm going to have to push you for an answer, unfortunately, because we're rapidly coming up to the news.
You know what? Let's just say frickin'...
Language, please.
Oh, sorry. Amazing Grace. I don't really know.
That's okay. We've had fun with this one, and I've really enjoyed chat to you, Manuela. You've done very well with a couple of random guesses. Incredible. Stuart in South Australia, how are you?
Okay. Next week, the last day, is it?
It is my last day. Phil will be back with you on Monday.
Where do you go work after this, mate?
I do the morning show in regional Victoria.
You won't be unemployed, that's all right.
No, I will not be unemployed. I'm having a week off and then I'm back to my day job.
Are you in regional Victoria? Do you live in regional Victoria?
I do. I'm in Shepparton. That's where I am. I work out of Shepparton, which is...
I used to work in Ballarat and Bendigo. I was a nurse.
Lovely cities, indeed.
Yeah, Shepparton. I used to go with a girlfriend there. She was a... Yeah, anyway.
No, don't tell secrets that we're not supposed to know, but yeah.
That's okay. It's just irrelevant, really. You start talking to yourself and just go back. I remember 1975 very well. Now, this question,
yes.
I'll just go, Nick, all the best anyway, mate. It's been nice listening to you, really.
No, I've really appreciated everyone who's been saying some incredibly kind words. Alan in Cumnock, you have got this correct. Jim in Campbelltown, you have got this correct. Tess, you have got this as well. 1-300-800-222. Damien, welcome to Nightlife.
I was going to mention first that I saw the Archibald in Lismore, and I thought that it was quite spectacular. So you're in for a treat in Shepparton.
Really looking forward to it. Yeah, I love the idea it's coming through regional areas and just being accessible for so many people.
And I've seen both movies of Swallows and Amazons, and we're looking for Arthur Ransom.
Arthur Ransom is the answer. Thank you very much. Marie in Bunbury saying it's actually one of her favourite books. Heather from Ipswich getting it right. Joanna in Newcastle getting it right. You have got us down to the final four questions, Damien, and they are all in movies that are turning 20. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The titular casino in 2006's Casino Royale is located in which Balkan country?
A Balkan country? What was the question again, please?
The titular casino in 2006's Casino Royale is located in which Balkan country?
I'll try Czech Republic.
Not the Czech Republic, but Damien, thank you. And I know you're right. I'm going to have such a good time when the Archibald arrives in Shepparton. Russell in Bendigo. Russell, welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How's your evening?
Pretty good.
There's only one category left, unfortunately, and there's only four questions left in that category. So you've got no option. The titular casino in 2006's Casino Royale is located in which Balkan country?
No idea, sorry.
That's okay, mate. And continue to have a good night, and thank you very much for calling in. Deb, that's interesting. Well, I'm glad you call the Gold Coast home now. It's lovely, but didn't know you were an old Shepparton and Maroopna person. And George in Freo, you have got that question absolutely right. Brett, welcome to Nightlife. Brett,
is that Brett?
How are you?
It's Bet.
Oh, Bet. I'm so sorry. It's very late. I'm reading this wrong. Bet, my apologies on that one.
It's all right.
How's your night?
Yeah, it's been good. Been good. Good. Yeah, we had 47 degrees or something today.
Yeah.
Pretty warm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have another hottie tomorrow.
Hotter tomorrow where I am in Shepparton as well. Only a degree or two, but I know catastrophic fire danger. Obviously a lot of concern about what's happening with the fires already out there.
Oh, yeah. They're awful. Yeah.
Bet. Terrible. We've only got one category and we've only got four questions left. And we want to know, in 2006's Casino Royale, the titular casino, it's located in which Balkan country?
I'm not sure. I'd say Germany.
Not Germany. We're getting through a few of them. But, Bet, thanks for calling in. Who's getting it right on the text line? Glenn, yes, absolutely correct. Taz, no. And Alan, no. But Kath, yes. It's always so smart on the text line. Hugh's in Melbourne. Hugh's, how is your day?
Oh, is that me? Yeah, it was good.
Good, mate.
Much better than yesterday.
Yeah. So the question is, in 2006's Casino Royale, where is that titular casino located? In which Balkan country?
I know it's in Montenegro because I went there.
Montenegro is the right answer. And you've actually been to the casino that stood in.
I haven't been to the casino, but I've been to the country and, yeah.
Wow. Okay, three questions left, and they are all in this category. Movies that are turning 20 in 2026. Paul Newman's final film role was as the voice of a navy blue 1951 Hudson Hornet in which 2006 movie?
I have no idea, but I'm just going to say Cars.
Cars is the correct answer. I don't think there could be many other movies where someone's voicing a Hudson Hornet. All right.
And I haven't even seen it, but yeah, I think that was a pretty obvious one.
Hugh, two questions left. Martin Scorsese won the Oscar for Best Film and Best Director for which 2006 movie?
Inception.
Not Inception. No, you're doing so well. Thank you very much. Okay, we've got 5 minutes and two questions. 5 minutes and two questions. Tom's on the ocean shores. Tom?
Oh, hi. So I've enjoyed you on the radio for however long you've been there.
It's been 3 weeks. It's gone very quickly.
Yeah. Had a good time, fella?
Oh, I have had a very good time, so thank you.
Would it be... The Departed.
The Departed is the correct answer. The Departed won Martin Scorsese the best Oscar, the best film Oscar, and best director Oscar. And what this means Tom, one question left. Theodore Roosevelt, Attila the Hun, and a talking bronze statue of Christopher Columbus are all characters in which 2006 family movie?
Oh, it's that one, A Night at the Museum. Yeah, I remember because Robin Williams played Teddy
Roosevelt. He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. You've just won. Yeah. Well done.
Could you play me a song instead? Is there much time for the news? I got a few magnets.
Tell me one song and I'll see what I can find quickly. We've only got about three minutes.
I really like that go-between song, Finding You.
Let me see what I can do. You stay on the line. Maybe we'll see if we'll get you a magnet as well.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.